Welcome to TR Talks, where your host, Team Rajpal, talks everything Toronto and GTA real estate, from buying, selling, leasing, investing, and rental management. An unfiltered conversation with industry experts helping you stay up to date with the market. Hello, everybody. This is our next episode of TR Talks Toronto Real Estate. I have an extremely special guest here with me today. Ralph Del Duca has got to be one of the most authentic, down-to-earth, and hugely successful people in the world of real estate. President and COO of Chestnut Hill Developments, Ralph has been in the building industry for the past 44 years. He has served as a board member of BUILD, Building Industry and Land Development Association, and the Ajax Pickering Hospital Foundation. Chestnut Hill Developments has many successful projects under its belt all across the GTA and the distinction of being in the top 10 developers as well. So I am super excited to have Ralph here today. Ralph, I am looking forward to tap into your expertise and vision when it comes to Pickering. You are a fountain of information and a wealth of knowledge. And today's chat is going to be all about Pickering, where your vision started, because I believe it was your first project was San Francisco Bay several years ago.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Thank you. I'm honored to be here, first of all. And I thank you for taking the time to let me speak to you and to the people of Pickering and also potential purchasers and investors in this wonderful city.
Absolutely. Thank you. So obviously, when you started with San Francisco Bay, that seed must have been planted several years before that. So could you walk us through, you know, what that looked like years ago when you said, hey, Pickering is it? Why Pickering?
Well, we were doing small projects in the Pickering area. Basically, we were doing townhouses and single family dwellings. And then we had this opportunity to buy this plaza, which was on Liverpool, St. Martin's and Bailey Street, where we built San Francisco by the Bay. And at that time, what was happening was there was intensification with the Ontario government. They wanted to intensify developments on the GO train. So we decided to, we actually were low-rise builders, so we decided we're going to build 240 townhomes. So we went to the city to get this project approved. And what happened was they said, no, it's not going to be approved. And we were in shock. We go, what happened? And they told us they wanted intensification. So at that time, we're not a high-rise builder. But we saw the potential of the city because we saw the shift of people starting to come to the East End, and also the transportation was quite good here. You had the GO train, you had the trains going back and forth to Toronto, and the proximity to Toronto was in less time than it was from taking a subway within the city. So we figured people were going to be here, and it'd be an opportunity for young people to come out here. So we decided to do San Francisco 1 and San Francisco 2, and we built 120 townhomes. And at that time, we said, this is how we're going to start. And then at first, it was sort of like the little train that could, but then it sort of took off because people started to see the vision and what was starting to happen in Pickering. And we have an uncanny way of seeing where the market's going now, where the market's been. So mm-hmm. We always think out of the box. And when we look at land, we want to be in places that are going to be growth-oriented and people friendly, and that's very important for us whenever we do anything in development.
That is phenomenal, and I think it's probably reflective in every project that has your name on it. So from San Francisco Bay, you then moved to Universal City East condos. So that was your first foray into high-rise?
High-rise was San Francisco, and then we moved to Universal City condos, where we were in the ice rink business, so we had our Thompson Arena there, and then the city wanted to shift the growth south of the 401, because the 401 was the barrier that kept the north isolated from the south, so they wanted to connect everything. And then the bridge was built to go across the 401, and we had this land, and we sort of spoke with the city and decided to say, listen, what could happen here? And the city was pretty open to making something happen there, so we decided to go in, and our planning team put things together and said, let's see what we can put here. And we ended up with five buildings, so 17 stories. Then we have 30 stories, 42, 48, like different size buildings in the back. And then we built the whole piazza. Then we bought some more land adjacent to the land we had, with a total of 7 buildings going up in that area. And but that's what we wanted. But it was so it was the first big master plan community that's self-contained. It's not a cutout of some massive jungle, but it was basically its own self-contained master plan community with parks, living space, commercial space, and that's what we wanted. So that's what we created, and then we created Universal City, which was important to us in the way it came out.
And it's doing phenomenally well. I mean, with the most recent one, the Grand, still available for those looking for opportunity in Pickering. So if you were to tell the listeners, Ralph, 3 to 4 reasons, your top 3 or 4 reasons, why Pickering?
Pickering, even though nobody wants to talk about it, number one, the airport will eventually be built out here because the federal government does not have any land anywhere big enough to build an airport. An airport used to be a negative, but now they're a positive because they create jobs and they create an environment that people want to be around, because a lot of jobs are created within the fences of the airport. Before, way back, people said, oh, no, but people travel now. They know airport, proximity to airport is very important. The same as when you look at places like London, where you have Heathrow and Gatwick. People know you need to travel, so that's important. Industry's coming out here. Major industries are coming out here, whether it's Wonder Brands, whether it's Brio. Like, there's a lot of companies that are coming out here because they see the potential. There's a big industrial area that's all being developed. There's a tech area. There's a medical area. So there are things that are happening out here that you want to be a part of. There's also the proximity, as I said, to you, to the city of Toronto. The train is quickly. And if you look, if you ever hear trains coming from the West End, are always stop, stop, stop. You never hear trains coming from the East End going into the city that are stopped and they're delayed, delayed, delayed. They're on time and they go right to the city. Like, you're in Toronto in 27 minutes, 25 to 27 minutes by GO train, and it works, right? So that's important. You could go to, you can live here. It's a way that families can stay together, live in their community, or move into a community where they can live together and be a part of a vibrant community. And their kids can live here, and the parents can live here. And that's important. We like to keep families together. And that's been very important when we design our buildings. We make sure that that they're family-oriented and families can live there.
Which is amazing. And honestly, it's a little bit like Pickering has been this best-kept secret in some ways, because it is so close to the city. And it was great that you had the vision when you did, because you've seen a lot of developers follow you after that.
Yeah, at first, it's funny because when I was in the Builder Board director, they used to laugh at me. They said, are you really building in Pickering? I said, yes, we're building in Pickering. We believe in Pickering. We know it's going to happen. And a lot of the guys that were sort of making fun of me and us as a company that we're out here are all coming out here right now. So I guess they finally woke up and said, well, maybe they knew something we didn't know. But it's important because, you know what? There are growth areas and there are growth areas. This is one of the prominent growth areas. I think it's one of the areas for the future, and there's massive growth in this area. And it's not only that, it's also attainable. We can talk about affordable housing, but it has to be also attainable. You have to be able to live in it, to make your mortgage payments, make your payments, and not be house poor. And that's what's important with Pickering, because it makes it attainable. And plus, as a city, they've been great to work with us. And we made sure that things went well. And they were surprised when we first came out here, because we never built a high-rise. And I said, no, we're here to stay, and we're going to make sure that that we're here to prove ourselves and make sure that we have long-term plans for the city.
Which is phenomenal. And Ralph, just talking a little bit about the projects, the ones that are completed and the ones that are currently being offered, what are some of the highlights that you can share about maybe the amenities, or, you know, when you talk about you want it to be for families and you want it to be where everybody's living and growing, what can you share about the projects with us?
Well, all of our projects, we have San Francisco 1 and 2, which were 2 buildings connected together, had its own pool and all their own amenities. We had the commercial on the ground floor. We could have gone to some major people, major corporations, to rent space from us, but we sort of found out what was needed in the area, so we put on the main floor, we have medical center, we have a law office, we have dental office and pharmacy, because to serve the local needs of the residents there. San Francisco 3, what we did there is we also had these amazing amenities, party rooms, pool, And all of our buildings have their own self-contained pools. We don't believe in building four buildings, five buildings, and putting one pool so everybody shares. We know that it makes financial sense, but it doesn't. It's not logical because we think everybody should have their own self-contained amenities. And even now, like in future buildings, we're putting Zoom rooms, we're putting TikTok rooms, we're putting golf simulators. Like, we're thinking out of the box. We're putting kids' play areas because we know more, as single-family homes become less and less attainable, people are going to start to move into condos like the Europeans do all over the world. They live in condos because that's the way of life. And you want their kids to be in a place where they can move from building to building and enjoy all the facilities that are there. But and even at Universal City, we have this massive piazza we're building in the back, which has kids' play area. It has outdoor dining. You have commercials that's overlooking into the piazza, which is important. We put and these things are part of our planning process, that we make sure that we look at it as though we're building for ourselves. What would we want? And then we decide to see what the public wants, and that's been important. And that's part of our success and part of our formula for success.
Which is phenomenal because, you know, you're looking way past four walls, right? You're looking way past that because whether end users or investors, I mean, they want to be able to see themselves living in the space, yes, but also what else is there that can keep it self-contained and, you know, whatever I would need as a young family, because you're right, a lot more younger families are going the condo route. And if you make it that much more amenable for them and it's that much more attractive, then they're going to stay.
Plus, COVID taught us something, that people need to be outside and they need to breathe the fresh air, right?
Oh, yeah.
So our balconies are very important, our size of our balconies. And people say, like, sometimes you guys overdo it with balconies and outside living space. But we want people to live in a place that's exciting, in a place that they can call home and they feel comfortable at. We don't want them to stay inside like some people were building condos with without any outdoor, without any balconies. Forget about outdoor space. And you've got these people in prison during COVID. I could never think of myself living in a condo without a balcony. And that's, we started to think of that, and we've never done that. But that's important. So our outdoor living space is as important as our indoor living space.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. And I think more and more as we find, I mean, as you know, we're very, very attached to the projects that Chestnut Hill brings to the public, not only for our clients, but we personally as a team invest in, I think, in pretty much every one of the projects that we've been involved with.
Thank you.
With you. So I don't know if you can share or not, but is there something that you could share about what might be coming next?
Well, we have two more towers at Universal City. Mm-hmm. And then we have another tower coming on Liverpool Road. And we're in the final phase of doing it. So we'll probably launch something in the Liverpool area before we launch the other two towers in Universal City. But you never know, you know, depending on how the market goes, we're going to go either way. But we have and beautiful buildings with commercial, with all the amenities inside, with close proximity to the GO train, close proximity to the highway. And it's going to be a landmark building that's going to set the new trend for that area also. And we're proud to be part of it, and we want it to happen. And I know a lot of people have been talking to us about it, and this is what else is coming up, And we said we have things coming on. But there are a lot of good things, and the future is very bright. And we plan to stay here a long time. We believe in the community. We give them back to the community. We keep on giving to the community because we've been a part of Pickering for a number of years. We want to stay a part of Pickering.
Yeah, and be a part of the growth, which is massive, as we all know. There's several master plan communities, including other low-rise developments, which are taking place. And we're here to be a part of this new phase in Pickering, and of course to continue to be great partners with you, which we appreciate greatly. I would, first of all, thank you again, Ralph. It's really been a pleasure. And I'm hoping that we can get you back onto another episode with 100%. On our podcast. I do want to mention as well for listeners that we are going to share in the show notes links for the projects by Chestnut Hill Developments. So all the contact information will be in there. And on a last note, Ralph, do you have any last thoughts or any comments that you would like to share with listeners, and those maybe particularly looking at Pickering as the city of the future for the GTA?
I think what I'd like to say is, first of all, you're one of our priority platinum brokers, you and your team. And if they want to, in one of our projects, they should contact you. First of all, that's very important. They got the best choice of suites and the best pricing. And also the things that are important are that this is a massive growth area, and if you want to see your investment grow, this is where you want it to be. And also in all our projects, we make sure that we don't build our master plan community as jungles. We make sure our buildings are far apart. We're very aware of a lot of things that we do. We don't make our closing costs our profit center. We're very cognizant of what has to happen with closing costs because it could be a financial burden. We want to make sure people can not only buy their unit with us, but we want them to close with us and to live stress-free when they're in their unit, and that's very important to us. And we've got the amenities are there, and we make sure that you have a great place to call home, and it's in one of our buildings, and you're proud to be there.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph, and we're looking forward to a continued long-standing relationship with you and Chestnut Hill Developments.
I want to thank you for believing in us, and we believe in you, and we thank you very much.
Thank you.
TR Talks is hosted by members of Team Rajpal with RE/MAX. Rajiv Rajpal and Xerxes Barucha are brokers. Geeta Rajpal and Nicholas Ip are sales representatives, all registered with the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board, Real Estate Council of Ontario, and Canadian Real Estate Association. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not for financial or investment advice. Please do your own due diligence.